The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. On our show, every week we talk about buzzy pop culture stories.
Maybe answer a couple of your voicemails. And go into a moment of the week that makes you say, what are you, nuts?
And I swear, it's so much better than this promo. Anyway, there's a lot of guys out there, but...
we're the good ones. Stream Good Guys every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, anywhere.
You know what? Don't listen.
Hello, my fabulous people. I'm so excited for this episode. I know I rarely do intros anymore, but I'm going to try and do them again because I think it's helpful. It's honestly just, I forget most of the time. Today's episode is with my dear friend and three-peat guest, Carissa Stanton. I am so excited to have her back. I am honored, deeply honored, that I was the kickoff of her like book tour. It was the week of Pub Week for her. So this was recorded 2 days before the book actually was published. But if you're listening to this now, you can get your hands on her incredible cookbook, Seriously So Good, by shopping anywhere you get your cookbooks. I actually am not positive in that, but I'm pretty sure. And if not, don't worry. We will link it in the show notes. I love everything Carissa does. Her recipes are truly my favorite. I say this in the episode to her, but whenever I am wondering what to make, I'm always going to her because they're so easy, but they're so delicious and flavorful. And I just think she's so fucking creative and very like to the point, straightforward. There's no bullshit. So one of the reasons why I love her recipes, and also the book has so many great options for someone. I also really admire, respect, and align with her relationship to food and her idea of balance. I'm going to be using this cookbook for so many meals to come. I can guarantee you that. I also want to say that this past week we announced the Substack Fill Your Cup. I am so deeply overwhelmed and just like in awe of the response of this community. I love you guys so much. I am so excited to share this. It's something I've been working on for a long time in the back end and an idea I've been ruminating on for a very long time. So I'm so happy that it's here. Like, I'm just so pumped to announce that my baby is out in the world. Basically, the Fill Your Cup Substack is a newsletter that has four main pillars. The first one being the Filling My Cup segment, which is, if you've been a subscriber of my newsletter, what you've been used to, you'll get it every Friday. It's what I'm loving, whether it's what I'm reading or listening to or watching or wearing or eating, what my boys are loving, all of those things. There may be some exclusive content for paid subscribers every once in a while within the end of this newsletter. And that would be more like if we have exclusive tickets or opportunities with products or discount codes. Then there is the podcast episode release. So that will just be all of the links to listen to this week's podcast episode, like this episode with Carissa. And then for paid subscribers, you will get a behind the scenes look at more of what went into the episode. So for instance, in this one, there's some background info on my relationship with Carissa, some photos like the sunburn I mentioned in here, just some more context. And then also we're going to have some exclusive questions for the guest if it's a guest episode for those paid subscribers. And then Monday will be, oh, I did this out of order, but whatever. Monday will be Mom's Musings, and that will be more motherhood focused content, whether it's guides or roundups or journal style entries with prompts for you all. That'll be diving into my honest thoughts on motherhood and just going along this journey with me. And then the last part will be expert chats, and those will be once a month starting in May. They will be live virtual events where we will bring on an expert in the parenting space to talk about whatever it is that they focus on. And it'll kind of be an interview style between me and the guest. But the added bonus for you all is that you will have the opportunity to engage with each other or ask questions to myself or the expert through the Zoom chat room. And of course, if you can't make the event as a paid subscriber, you get access to the archives. So if you are interested in subscribing or becoming a paid member of that community, it is in the show notes, but it's CameronOaksRogers.substack.com. Also, speaking of Fill Your Cup, the merch is back, baby. I am so freaking excited to relaunch the Fill Your Cup sweat set. It is absolutely the favorite of this community from the original launch we did a year and a half plus ago. It's my favorite. I live in it. The blue is so perfect. I love the messaging. Obviously, I love the design. I love everything about it. So you guys can buy that. I'll link it in the show notes. If you are a paid subscriber to the Fill Your Cup Substack, you actually get a 10% discount code. So if you're buying the sweat set, the Substack membership pretty much pays for itself for the first 2 months. That'll be in the show notes. 10% of the proceeds will be donated to the Jed Foundation. And I'm working with Spectrum Designs again on this set. And I just am so happy. I love it. You guys love it. I'm so excited for us all to match. And without further ado, let's get into this goddamn episode. Okay, here is Carissa Stanton. Come on in, take a seat. Okay. Hi.
Hello. Are you on?
Yeah, we're on, girl.
Okay.
How do you feel? It's pub week.
I keep saying this. I feel every single emotion possible.
Like, interesting.
I'm excited. I'm nervous. Okay. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm
Why literally are you sad?
Oh, I'm not sad, actually. But like, I just feel like there's a million emotions happening inside of my body at once. And it's just the most overwhelming thing I've ever felt in my entire life. I cannot even describe it. I didn't sleep at all last night.
Because I'm
just so, I'm like so
it's
excited.
Christmas morning.
Yes, literally. And it's so scary. Like everyone's going to get their book and finally see it. I've been talking about this thing forever and ever and ever. And they're going to get it and be like, well, now they get to see what's inside. And it's I'm excited, but I'm also, it's nerve wracking.
Well, of course, you're like putting something out there for public opinion, which is always terrifying.
It's always so scary. But I mean, you know, the broccolinis, they're amazing.
They're amazing.
And so supportive.
I mean,
and they're
you've been
be
already on like all of these top seller whatever things.
Okay,
on
yes. But, I mean, people say that and that's so
does this
amazing.
Also scare you?
It's just like it's been a bestseller and it's not out yet. So it's like it's hyped. And anything that's hyped is like scary. Like I had pop-up bagels this morning.
Were they good?
Yes.
I haven't had them.
I feel like it's symbolism. I'm like, okay, this is really hyped up. Is it going to be all it's cracked up to be? And it's actually delicious.
It is.
You got to try it.
I get that because I feel that way sometimes where if I hype something up, hype something up and then it's finally out there, I'm like, what if no one likes it?
Yes.
What if this? But do you ever feel that sense of like waiting for the other shoe to drop? Because that's where my brain goes.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Really? Like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop? I don't know where the saying comes from, but like life's almost too good that you're waiting for something to happen.
Yes, 100%. Like all these amazing things are happening. Yeah. And it's so funny because 6 months ago, if I would have been like, you're going to be in New York, you're going to be recording this podcast.
Going on the Today Show.
You're engaged. Yeah, like you're going on the Today Show. All these things, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to be high on life. I'm going to be feeling amazing, which I do. But then also I have this like pit in my stomach because it's just nerve wracking.
So I have so many thoughts on this because this is something that I'm constantly working on in therapy and in life is the concept of duality and like both and like two conflicting emotions can coexist at once.
Yes.
I feel this with parenting a lot. Like I can love my children and love being a mom and just want to bottle it up and it's my favorite thing and I want to break sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's okay for those two things to happen at once.
Okay.
So it almost helps me sometimes talk myself down off of this, like, why am I feeling this way? For you to be like, I'm so excited because I've been working so hard for this and this is so amazing.
Yes.
And it's finally here and I'm nervous.
I know. I feel like we always have this all or nothing mindset.
Yeah.
And that's helpful to hear because sometimes I'm feeling nervous and I'm like hard on myself for
the
emotions that I'm feeling. I'm like, you have all these amazing things happening and you should only
be happy.
Yeah, like you're not so grateful. Like, are you ever going to feel pure happiness if you can't feel it in this moment? You know what I mean? And then you get down on yourself for having all of these normal human emotions. And that's nice to hear because it's not all or nothing.
No, I also think it's really hard I have a hard time being in the moment where something so amazing is happening. I almost feel like after the fact, I'm like, wow, that was fucking awesome. But in that moment, I'm kind of all over the place, which I'm trying to work on personally.
Yes. I know everyone's like, be present.
Yeah, but
I'm trying really hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
You say you've been talking about this for so long, but it's funny because I remember when you texted me when you first got the deal.
Probably.
And it's been like a year that you were like, we've been talking about it, but you hadn't shared publicly because you were obviously you it's like you said, you feel like you've been talking for so long. How long can you promote something and then have people still be excited when it launches?
Yes.
So there are a lot of things I want to cover.
Okay.
You're a three-peat guest, first and foremost.
Wow.
Which there are only a few of you.
I feel very
My
special.
Mom being one, I think.
Wow.
My sister. There's someone else. I can't remember who it is. So you're in a very special group of people.
Yay.
The first recording was when we met, right? Over Zoom?
Yeah. Yes.
And then the second recording was when I stayed at your house.
Oh my God, we recorded a podcast.
Yeah, remember we were just laying on your couch? I was like, yes. Yeah, I have my mics. Should we just record?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That was so fun.
I feel like that was our true bonding, not that episode.
Oh, I need to tell everyone the story about that trip.
Oh, tell.
This is just, when I think of you, this is what I think of. So I'm renovating my house and I'm like, Cameron's like, I'm coming to LA. And I'm like, stay at my house, 100%. Renovations are going to be done. It'll be good to go. Of course, anyone that's ever done any type of construction, anything, it takes way longer. So I'm like, actually, it's pretty much done, except my shower is not functioning. Like, I do not have a functioning shower. So totally understand if you want to stay in a hotel, but there's also like a Barry's boot camp down the street if you want to do that shower there. And you're like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, is it going to be fine? Kid you not, 48 hours later, we were in my backyard and I had the hose and I was hosing Cameron down.
I actually had no idea where the story was going. I forgot that moment.
I hosed you down.
I was ass naked in your backyard. And yes, I do remember that.
And I remember being like, I am obsessed with you. You were like, yeah, I'll just, can you just hose me down? You just take all your clothes off and I'm hosing you down with the water. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I forgot about that.
You're like, yeah, no, I'll be fine.
I thought our bonding experience, I was going to say, was smoking a joint in your hot tub, which was like a peak moment where I was like, you have a hot tub? This is the good life.
Yes. That was fun. But that was also a lot more normal than.
That was very normal. And my back got fried because I went to the beach by myself and didn't know
I've never
LA
seen
sun.
A human being more sunburned in my entire life.
Never, never, never. I have added a new staple to our kitchen and I love it so much. I'm talking about the Beast Mini Blender. It's an ultra powerful compact blender that can do so many different jobs in the kitchen and is designed to be displayed on your countertop. If I'm using an appliance all the time, I absolutely hate taking it off of my countertop and putting it away. Like that extra step stops me from using it. And if I'm using it all the time, I'm like, why would I be doing this? But I also don't love the look of many appliances. That is why I love the Beast Mini Blender. It is so sleek and beautiful. I have it in white and I leave it out on our countertop because it is so sleek looking and I'm using it every single day. I have been on a massive, massive protein smoothie kick. It's honestly been my go-to breakfast lately. It's, for me, banana, frozen spinach, frozen blueberries, peanut butter, water, coconut water, ideally if we have it, but we rarely do, chia seeds, and protein powder. For me, it just packs like everything I need in that first punch for breakfast. And I especially love it because I make the smoothie and then I drink it on my smoothie walk with our boys. I also will always blend one up for my son. And that's also why I love the Beast Mini Blender, because it has like multiple attachments. So I can make my large one and then make him a small one. We each have our little cup, straws, bam, we are ready to hit the road on our walks. Attach the straw cap and drink lid directly to your blender and take your blends on the go, just like we do. It is so versatile. Aside from smoothies, you can make dips, you can make sauces, you can make dressings, sorbets, mocktails, everything you want to blend or grind, you can do it. At just $99, Beast did an amazing job at making an affordable luxury appliance that doesn't compromise on quality. Visit thebeast.com and use code Cameron at checkout for 15% off your purchase. That's thebeast.com. Use code Cameron for 15% off. Lately, our family has been on a very big cereal kick. Our toddler enjoys multiple rounds of breakfast a day, and one of them is always cereal. I am either having a bowl of cereal in the morning or honestly as an afternoon snack. It's very overlooked as an afternoon snack option, and cereal freaking rules. Lately, we've been loving Magic Spoon. I've talked about them a bunch, but they are so delicious. The variety pack has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Personally, I'm a cocoa and peanut butter mixed together because there's truly no better combination than peanut butter and chocolate. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories a serving. So I personally love that it has high protein because not only am I always looking to get more protein, but also we're on a bit of a protein strike with our toddler. So this is a great sneaky way to get it in there. And then I love that it has 0 grams of sugar, especially when I'm I'm feeding it to him. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, and soy free in case those are dietary restrictions that you follow. Go to magicspoon.com/foodie to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code foodie at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it is backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money. No questions asked. Start your day with a delicious bowl of high protein cereal at magicspoon.com/foodie and use code foodie to save $5 off.
I'm so excited you're back.
Thank you.
Before we get into all things book and everything you're doing, you're also engaged, which is so exciting. So exciting. Yeah. Show it off. I didn't even ask. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's something I hate, though. When I got engaged, it was the first thing people said to me. Let me see the ring.
I know.
Hi. Nice to see you.
All right.
It is gorgeous, though.
Thank you. I love it.
You are someone who has always said you don't want a big wedding. Mm-hmm. And I have so many questions because I had the big wedding.
Yeah.
The big kahuna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't regret it one bit. Loved it. I loved every moment of it. But I also simultaneously completely understand and am for people being like, not for me.
Yeah.
We're going to do something chill.
How old were you when you got married?
I was young.
27. Oh, that's not that young. But
okay. It feels young now. Does that make sense?
Yes. If you're like one of the first people in your friend group to get married.
I was.
It is so fun because it's like we've all been kind of like seeing older people go to weddings and it looks so much like it looks so fun. Mm-hmm. And then you go to your first few and everyone like goes all out. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And weddings are still so much fun. But like, I think everyone has reached a point where you get into your 30s and you're like, I have a wedding at least once a month. Like they're like just happening all the time. Yeah. And they are so much fun when you go. But I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to contribute.
But
this.
Is that what's holding you back? Because I also
there's
feel
so many things that are holding
which
me
is
back.
I love that for you that you're deciding on that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. But I don't feel like that's the main not to speak for you. But I feel like that's not the main reason you're not doing one cuz that's not fair to you. Does
totally.
That make sense?
There's so many reasons why. Well, first of all, I have never wanted one. I've
that's
never
the
been
main
like
reason.
Even I remember being like 16 and being like I want to do a wedding on the beach and run in the water in my dress after. Yeah. Like I thought that was like a fun, cool thing to do. But I always wanted it very like understated. Like I never imagined a big party. I always imagined it like something that was very like small and intimate, I guess. And so that has just like always been in my brain for whatever reason. And then also Corey was very much like, I don't want a wedding. Like I don't want to do it. Like I think it's like so funny. Like the concept of it to him is
it is really funny when you think about it.
When you really think about
it.
Yeah. So he was very much like, no, I don't want it. So I'm like, great, like done deal. If he was like, oh my God, I want a wedding so bad, I would be like, sure, whatever. I don't have like that strong of feelings about it. But the fact that he didn't want one, I didn't want one. I also am just like, it's so much money these days.
It's really insane.
It's so crazy. And like no matter who's paying for it, it's a lot of money for anyone. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see the value in it, I guess. Maybe
which
I'm just
so
too
fair.
Practical where I'm like, I could use that money for so many other different things.
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% valid. I also think, yes, stage of life really matters. Like I think ours was the best weekend of my life for that time period. I wouldn't have changed a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Had we gotten married right now, it would be different. Like I think stage of life really matters, your age.
Sure.
I also think that what I love is, and I feel this way about the like childless by choice movement, of people just knowing what they want and being like, I don't have to do everything that everyone else wants to do because I don't want to.
Like what a beautiful thing.
What a beautiful gift.
I can't believe that people used to think that they like needed to have children. I mean, people probably still do, but it's so crazy because that is the
biggest that's forever.
life choice. I mean, I haven't even had a kid yet. Yeah. You know, you're like, this is a huge deal. But I feel like so many people just do things. They're just going along with the pack. And now we're like actually starting to like critically think about these types of things, which is amazing.
So what's the plan? It's micro.
The plan is, it's what?
Micro.
It's just going to be our families.
Amazing.
So like immediate family. So mom, dad, brother, sister. And then both of our sisters have kids. So it'll be like, just like a big family dinner, 13 people. We're going to do it at, his family lives in Sonoma, which is just the most beautiful place ever. So we're going to do it at a winery there that's special to him and his family. And it's going to just be like a dinner. And my brother-in-law is ordained. And hopefully, I haven't asked him yet, but he's going to marry us.
Perfect.
I think he knows. We're like assuming he's going to do it. Yeah. I'm like, he's already got the credentials or whatever it is.
You can
is.
Fly in my mom. She's done six if you need her.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So something I have a question on in this topic is you I feel like are me where we're similar in the sense that we have a large group of girlfriends.
Yes.
From different stages of our lives. Like friendship is wildly important to myself. And I know from being your friend, but also mm-hmm. from consuming content of yours, like it's yeah. wildly important to you too. It's mm-hmm. one of your big things. What is your plan? Is there a plan to make sure that you have a moment to celebrate with your girlfriends?
Okay, yes. I do want to do a bachelorette party. Okay. That's going to be like more of just a girls trip.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be
come
like
and go
a little,
as you please, that kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes, like come mm-hmm. if you want. But I already know that like some of my very close friends cannot come, whether they're
right.
pregnant or just other things, other weddings, whatever it may be. So there's, I just feel like there's never going to be a moment where like all my friends
never.
Are together and we're all celebrating. I definitely want to do a bachelorette party. That's going to be great. We did like a big party after we got engaged,
right,
which was fun. But for me, I'm like, it's really at the end of the day, like about Corey and I.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's about us and we're going to be able to celebrate together. And I know that my friends are so happy for me. And I don't necessarily feel like we need to like
have that
pop champagne or whatever to feel like they support me and my mm-hmm. marriage and are going to be good friends for me. I think I'm just we're all very confident in our friendships where they want to celebrate me, but we're all like, we're all going to be here for each other.
Yeah.
No matter, you don't necessarily need to see me say my vows.
I think something about weddings that gets so blown out of proportion, especially right now, like I'm so happy I did get married before social media was what it is right now, is that you're truly committing the rest of your life to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And like that should always be the focus, in my opinion, not like totally. Whether you're getting the TikTok done.
People like hire like social media.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing, which it's like thing. I get.
Get your bag, ladies.
Get your bag. And I also understand because there is this like inclination, especially whether you do this for a job or not, there's this inclination to people want to see the big moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually felt this way postpartum where like I had to really talk myself down and be like, no, you're taking off.
Yeah.
Be off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is the time that like you'll resonate with people the most, you potentially could help people. Like
yeah.
they may be the most interested in content. It's the same with your wedding. Like it's hard. It's a real.
It's hard to do both.
Yeah. It's hard to do both. And so choosing to be present or, you know, I do think almost having someone there is kind of nicer because then they're just doing it all.
True.
But either way, yes, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The fact that you're committing to be with someone is like.
The biggest deal
the
of
biggest
all.
The biggest deal ever.
That's how I felt about our engagement, the proposal.
Okay.
He had asked me, it wasn't necessarily this big secret. We talked about it. And
right.
he was like, do you want a photographer there?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, because it was so intimate.
Yeah.
And like, he did it in a hotel room. So if I would have walked in the hotel room and there was like a girl in there with like a, like taking photos, I would have been so distracted.
Yes.
I would have been like, oh my God, she's on my bad side. Oh my God, she's doing the bad angle. Or like, what do I look like right now?
Right.
Like, I wasn't thinking.
You wouldn't have been able to be yourself.
Yes. And I wouldn't have been able to like fully be present and focus mm-hmm. on what was happening. It was literally just us. Like,
yeah.
it was just perfect. It was great. We took some pictures in the mirror after. And I'm like, this is great.
That's
I have
all
a photo
you
to remember it by.
Yep.
And we're moving right along. And
we
I feel happy about that.
A photographer that I didn't know was there.
Yeah, see,
who,
that's also a good one too when they're like hiding.
Actually held my pictures captive.
What do you mean?
Okay, I don't know if I've ever actually told this story, and I'll tell it quickly, but basically, Joe planned his whole proposal that he was going to do at my parents' beach house.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, Lucy, to my sister, can you, like, hide in the bushes or whatever, like, in the dunes? And my mom said, oh, my God, by the way, look, I won this random thing at some coffee shop in town. It was, like, a raffle for a family portrait session on the beach. We're never going to do it, so why don't I ask the guy if he'll just use my raffle winning to do this?
Amazing.
It'll be free. Great. And Joe's like, okay, awesome. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So they get this guy, whatever. He takes the pictures. He's in like the dunes when Joe proposes. And then I don't even think I knew he was there until we went back to my house. Everyone was there. Then we went back to the beach, like take pictures with my
yeah.
family. And I'm at work on Monday. I call him from my office because this is when I was still at JP. And I'm like, hey, so how do I get these images? Like, are you going to send them over in a Google Drive or a Dropbox? And he's like, oh, no, we don't actually provide you with the images. You have to come to my office and you have to pick what you want on your canvas. And I was like, sir, excuse me. And he's like, yeah, I don't sell prints. I don't sell images. You have to get them canvas printed. And I was like, I don't want a fucking canvas print of my husband proposing. I want the images. And he's like, no, ma'am, sorry, that's not how this works. And I was like, no, because no one, you're the only human that has these pictures.
Documented, yeah.
Because Joe told everyone, you don't have to be there. No. Like, I don't want Cam to see anyone.
He hired a photographer. Yeah. Check.
So I'm literally, I will never forget this image. I'm on the trading floor screaming on the phone. Like, I've never been so angry. And I was like, there was a price for everything.
Yeah.
What is your price for these photos?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? He refused, kept refusing. Now my mom's like hysterically crying because she thinks it's her fault.
Oh, no.
We go to the place and I'm like, I will buy a canvas. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But if I buy this canvas, can I have images? And he's like, oh, okay, look, I'll give you 5 photos. So that's all I have, which is more than nothing. I'll take
it.
So
he just wanted, I'm confused. What harm does it do to him?
What harm? And then, I don't know, some photographers have their own opinion on this. Clearly, it wasn't clear beforehand.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. So we have this random ass triptych canvas print of our engagement that is now in my parents' dumpster because they're selling the house. And she's like, do you want this? And I was like, no, I have the pictures.
Oh my gosh.
And we got 5 images.
Okay, so are they good?
They're great. I'm like hysterical. I was shook to my core, very surprised, which is kind of surprising because we've been together for so long. He basically did a reverse tracheology on me where I planned my own engagement.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I would love to do that. I would like to plan.
Invited 30 friends to my parents' beach house for a fall weekend, having no idea that he was proposing.
That's so because
I planned
cute.
It. So I was like, there's no way.
The other night, I had on my red light LED mask and Joe was like, wow, it is skincare era. And I'm like, yeah, it is. You know what? I am really prioritizing my skincare and my skincare routine. Now, I am a very simple skincare girl. Well, yes, I am. I think I still am qualified as simple, but I fully believe in the less is more approach. Partially, I'm just like overwhelmed by how many products there are out there, but also time is just of the essence and I need something that is fast and efficient. I'm also focused on making sure that I'm taking care of my skin as I age. As someone in the young 30s, I've noticed that my skin has obviously changed over time and wrinkles are becoming more and more prevalent, and I would love to just try my best to slow down that process a little bit. And I've been looking for a skincare product that can effectively combat aging and wrinkles and help restore the appearance of youth to my skin. And that is why I love Purity Woods so much. Purity Woods' mission is to provide people with the cleanest and most effective healthy aging and longevity products available. All of their products are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, free of anything artificial, free of toxic preservatives and synthetic additives like pesticides, chemical fertilizers and dyes, parabens, and of course, it's cruelty-free and never tested on animals. The Purity Woods age-defying dream cream has become a staple in my routine to assist with eliminating fine lines and wrinkles, age spots, and uneven skin tone. The reality is we're all going to age, and that is seriously such a freaking gift, but products like this help me do that in a way where I still have confidence at the forefront. Turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods' age-defying dream cream. Purity Woods is currently offering 17% off site-wide, but we have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total of 27% savings. Go to puritywoods.com/Cameron and enter code Cameron at checkout for an additional 10% off your first order. That's PURITYWOODS.com and enter code Cameron for a total of 27% off your first order. 2 things I am constantly prioritizing and encouraging everyone else to as well are my mental health and physical health. For me, this starts with my morning routine. I am prioritizing my mental health by having some very necessary alone and quiet time before taking on my day, and simultaneously prioritizing my physical health while including nutritional supplements like AG1. If you're a longtime listener, you know that I've been drinking AG1 for over 5 years now. When I started drinking AG1 daily, I noticed I had increased energy first thing in the morning and that it helped with my digestion throughout the day. As a creature of habit, it is absolutely my preferred method to start my day. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. Because I am recommending AG1 to anyone with ears, I love seeing my friends and family also get hooked and join the daily AG1 train. I obviously am a huge fan of the company, but my husband is truly their number one supporter. Without fail, he is making his glass of AG1 every single morning, first thing when he comes downstairs before starting his workout. He feels it helps him feel more energetic in the morning and that he's getting the nutrients his body craves first thing, which is a true win-win. AG1 is a supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/FFF. That's drinkag1.com/FFF to check it out.
Another thing I want to talk about with you.
Okay.
Anxiety.
As I'm like picking my hand, I'm like...
What anxiety?
What? You don't have anxiety?
We're both wired anxious girlies.
Yeah. Which is fun.
So fun for us. Sometimes I think it's my superpower.
Yeah,
and for sometimes I think it's my downfall.
Yeah, there it can be both.
Yep. Both and.
There we go.
What is your latest state? Because you weaned off your SSRI, which I want to get into. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling? Obviously, there's a lot happening right now.
Yes. I think it's interesting because I'm like obviously very anxious, but I think I would be feeling this way with
whether you're
on
your medication or not.
But I was very much like, oh my God, I feel great. I'm not going to need it. And I feel anxious right now. It'll be interesting to see how I feel when I'm just back into my normal routine. I think that I feel fine. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm older and wiser now, and I needed it when I was younger, and there's like a time and a place for it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it can help you cope and know what normal feels like. And then, you know, if you feel comfortable or you're in a good place in your life where I am at right now, where I was like at Corey and he makes me feel really safe and comfortable. And I feel like I was just in a position to get off of it. And I mean, it was easier for me to say, like, I feel great when I was in LA and I was chilling. But like being in New York and doing all this stuff, I'm going to feel anxious regardless. So I'm I'm a little anxious. But I mean, I have my tips and tricks that I do when I'm feeling this way that make me feel better.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So don't let me forget. But I think there's also this difference that I always try to remind myself of being anxious for a reason.
Yes.
Like I say this about, you know, I know people in my life who aren't generally anxious people, but they're anxious if they have a big presentation.
Yeah, like, or, I think like anyone would feel anxious.
Yes. You're going on live TV after this. Like you're putting a book out into the world. This makes sense.
Yeah.
What I think I try to remind myself of and my friends is like, you don't have to feel this way when you're walking down the street with grocery bags, just living your life, and a panic attack comes on for no reason.
Right.
I think there's a big difference there.
Totally agree.
What are your tips and tricks for dealing when you have these emotions?
Okay. So I love my routine, even if it's like when I'm here and I'm picking parts of my routine, I'm not obviously doing my full routine when I wake up, but like if I can... Even like not just, I like to meditate, but like even just like a nice deep breath. Like, let's all just take a, like yesterday I didn't take one deep breath and Corey was like, you need to breathe. And I'm like, you're so right. Exercising, even yesterday, we just went on a long walk in the morning. That makes me feel really good. And just staying organized and feeling like I don't have a ton of things like running crazy in the background. And then something else, I used to always be like really nervous to take anything for my anxiety. I was on an SSRI, but I'm really bad with flying. And my doctor was like, do you ever, because I'm prescribed Xanax, but I never take it because I get scared. And she's like, you can take this. Like, you can take this occasionally, like when you need it. And so I took it on the flight to New York and I was chilling. Like, I take 0.5. You know, maybe every like 6 months, obviously talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I think that like I almost had a stigma around it where I was like, oh my God, this is so bad for you and whatever. It's probably not the best, but it's just kind of like when you really need it, it's nice to know that it's there.
Yeah. I almost feel like it helped me just getting the prescription, quite honestly. Cause I was like, oh,
100%.
That's how I feel about, I have a script for migraines too, where so much of my anxiety is a spiral of what if.
Right.
And so it's like, well, if I get a migraine tomorrow.
I have this. Oh my God, I have migraines too. We're like very similar.
Yeah. I do relate a lot to your anxiety because I think from a outsider's perspective, maybe I'll speak to myself. I don't find you to be like this like anxious type A person.
No, I also very much hold it in.
And that's how I feel. I've recovered from my type A tendencies kind of.
Yeah. Like I could be having a panic attack right now and you
would never know.
Like, I'd be like,
are you?
No. Close. I'm just kidding. No, I actually feel a lot more calm now that I'm sitting here.
Okay, good.
Than I did when I walked in.
Why did you choose to go off your SSRI?
I didn't know what my baseline was because I had been on it for so long, for like 15 years. And I'm like, do I need this anymore? Like, what do I feel like when I'm off of it? Do I have side effects? So, and I also, again, I felt very comfortable with where I was at in my life. I have an amazing fiance and he's really, really just like a comfort person for me. He can calm me down when I'm having anxiety. And I just felt comfortable. And I'm like, let's see what happens. And yeah, it kind of was just like a gradual like thing in my head where it just popped up. I'm like, let's see if I am a normal functioning person.
How was that weaning process?
It was really bad for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have any clue that it would be like that because my doctor never told me. I feel like they just don't.
You didn't go cold turkey, did you?
No. Okay, I tapered. Good. And they're like, oh yeah, you might have like some headaches or something like that. But it's like definitely gnarlier than what they made it seem. I was also on it for so long, so I had a pretty rough withdrawal. Mm-hmm. I had, if you Google Lexapro withdrawal symptoms, that's like exactly what I had, all of them. Like every single thing that they listed out, I had them all. Like night sweats, insomnia, dizziness, headaches, brain zaps, all of the things.
How long did this last for?
It lasted, so it's funny, when I tapered, I didn't have any symptoms, and then the 0.025, whatever, the smallest amount to zero, that's when I had the withdrawal symptoms. Not any time, a little tiny bit actually, but it was the worst for the last, mm-hmm. It lasted a month when I went to zero. And yeah, I had literally brain zaps for a full month. It was so bad.
And was any part of you like, let's just go back on, what am I doing?
No, like sometimes I like to do things that are really hard and like just to like do, be on the other side.
And to like prove that you can.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. Right now I'm like obviously doing my book tour and I'm like, I don't like flying and I don't like being out of my routine and right. Traveling and I am doing it and I'm like dreaming of the day when I'm back home and I'm like, I fucking did that. And now I'm back home and I can relax.
Proud of yourself.
Like, yeah, I'd be proud of myself. So I like thrive off of that feeling.
How do you feel not being on the post-withdrawal symptoms mm-hmm. baseline? What do you notice a difference?
I feel more in tune with my emotions. Like I can cry more. Before I like sometimes would feel like I wanted to cry and couldn't.
I've actually been feeling this lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you on?
I'm on sertraline. So an SSRI. It's a generic brand of Zoloft.
Okay. I feel like I'm probably going to have to get back on after I have kids because who knows what's going to happen.
Mine is one. Well, Lexapro too. OBs are comfortable with you being on while you're pregnant.
Yes. We talked about this actually.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I always used to be the person. I'm like, I will be on an SSRI for my entire life. Mm-hmm. But it was when I got on Lexapro that I started having some side effects. Prozac, I was chilling.
Okay.
Lexapro, some side effects. So now, yeah, I feel more in tune with my emotions. I feel like I have more energy. I lost weight.
What about your sex drive?
Sex drive is, yeah, definitely up. And it just like, feels way better.
See, this is something I've been on and off. I was on amitriptyline, then I was off. Then mm-hmm. I went on sertraline when I got pregnant the first time. And I've just been on it. And I've moved around from dosages.
Yeah.
Like with my doctor's help, obviously. Mm-hmm. But lately I have been wondering, like, sometimes I feel like I want to cry. And I do still
cry. It's like constipated.
Yeah.
But crying. But like,
I'll cry. But then there are times where I'm like, I feel like I want to let this out and cry. But mm-hmm. why am I not crying?
Yeah.
And the sex drive is like, I who knows if it's kids or.
I mean, yeah.
Zoloft. But sex always is great, but it's like the step of getting there.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Which I think is a female
thing
also.
For me, I feel like it just kind of like numbs you.
Yeah. Like, which helps, but also.
Which helps what?
It helps being numb when you're so anxious.
Oh, yes. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But it kind of like numbs everything down a little bit. So yeah, there's that. And I would have been like, no, there's no way that it was affecting me. I didn't even know that I was having that until you get off and you're like, oh. Okay, mm-hmm. This is different.
I remember getting off amitriptyline. I was actually watching like an old highlight I have, my anxiety highlight. And it's me like on this run during COVID when I was unmedicated. And I was just like crying because I was so happy. And I remember being like, what is happening?
Oh my
God. I'm like, oh, that's sometimes just being off the meds.
Yeah.
But I also think that they're so important for so many of us who need the extra assistance.
Yeah. I think I said that the other day. I was like, if you're feeling like you're really anxious or depressed and you don't know if you should make that step, there's obviously a million holistic things you can do. I tried the acupuncture and the meditation, mm-hmm. whatever. If you've done all of that, if you're like, I can't even get myself there because I'm so anxious. And I think like that is the time to maybe think about considering getting on it with your doctor, obviously. But yeah, I feel like there is definitely like a line between being like an anxious person, feeling anxiety. Yeah. Like I like that I'm anxious today, actually, and like feeling these nerves because I should be feeling this way. Like mm-hmm. this is just all part of
you don't want to
the
be
process.
Numb.
Yeah. Like you don't want to be comfortable all the time in life. That's boring.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I stand.
I mentioned that sometimes I feel like it's my superpower and mm-hmm. you agreed. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like it helps you with?
Like my drive and yeah. the amount of work that I get done in a day. Like I'm very focused because I don't like feeling anxious. So I'm like, I don't want to have anything lingering. I'll check off my to-do list. Mm-hmm. It keeps me organized. It keeps me in my routine. I feel like it's one of the reasons why I'm successful in life.
Yeah.
There's so many things. Yeah.
Speaking of success, Seriously So Good.
Yeah.
I'm seriously so excited. No, yeah. But I tell you all the time, I make your recipes all the time.
Yay,
and yes. I've told you, I really think you should do what I voice noted you that one random night.
I know.
Where I used so many of your recipes postpartum because you have so many good ones that you can freeze.
I know. And I was like, I need to do that.
Listeners, you can remind Carissa to do this. I'm like, you need to create some type of like roundup of the best recipes to freeze so that you can make them postpartum or give them to a friend who just had a baby. Because there's nothing better than giving a postpartum parent food.
I know. I need to do that.
So I make so many of your recipes. I think you're amazing at what you do. I tell you all the time, I'm blown away by how much content you're able to put out. Like, I don't even understand.
Well, I don't have kids, so.
Yeah, but I still don't understand how you have the creativity. What are you most excited for in this book to share with the broccolinis and everyone else?
I'm excited to share the recipes, but I'm also really excited to share my mindset around food, mm-hmm. which is very much reflected in the book. The tagline is simple recipes for a balanced life. So the recipes are simple. Anyone can make them. The ingredients list is very familiar. But the balanced life portion, there's recipes in there that are healthy. But there's also recipes in there that are just plain delicious. Some mm-hmm. are maybe more indulgent. And I think that you can have both of those things in a healthy, happy life. Yeah.
I think about a lot, actually. The era of like 2016.
Oof.
2017.
Smoothies.
Where like everything was... like the healthy way of this. And like, it mm-hmm. still exists when you get
rice.
Yeah. Literally like replacing every fucking thing. And I'm not acting like I wasn't a part of it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was doing it. I was posting content about it, but it's such a freeing feeling. And I think it comes with age also.
Yeah.
To just be like, I'm actually okay with food. I'm just going to eat whatever I want to eat.
Just and is what it doesn't make a difference.
It's just food. It doesn't have to be this whole freaking thing.
I know.
It's simply food.
Yeah. Like you can really genuinely eat whatever you want.
Eat the banana and just chill the fuck out. Remember when we like weren't allowed to eat bananas?
Yes. I remember. I was like, you guys, have you ever tried replacing the banana in your smoothie with frozen cauliflower? It's so much better.
It's the same. You just have gas like, all day and you're going to be constipated.
You might shit your pants, but... so worth it because you won't have that glycemic index spike from the banana. No, like nobody wants that.
Fucking insane. Okay, for people, can you give us a little teaser of like, well, by the time this episode comes out, you can buy the book.
Yes.
Okay, everyone, it'll be linked in the show notes.
I mean, yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, but I'm saying this episode comes out next Wednesday. What are your top three recipes in there? If you had, that's like picking your favorite child.
I know.
Could you?
I can. I just thought of three immediately off the bat. Actually, I forgot about the dessert chapter. That's something. So they're mostly dinner recipes. There's the spicy beef rice bowls, which are so easy. They take 20 minutes.
I'll be making them.
You have to make them. You can prep it for the week. It's even better the next day. All of that good stuff. Mm. And it's just so easy and just really good. And it's maybe not the most like flavor dynamic recipe in the book, but it's something that I make very often.
I don't need like the 10,000 flavors because I don't want the 10,000 ingredients, steps, quite honestly. Yeah. Like I want to just put something,
yes.
As a mom especially, I want to be able to cook dinner quickly, put it on the table and move on with my life.
Yes, I totally agree. Okay, that's one. Two, it's called the date night creamy mushroom chicken and it's 30 minutes. We always make it on like a Friday night if we're like debating between a restaurant or at home because it's like better than a restaurant. It's
decadent, tasty.
Yeah, it's not even too decadent. There's like a little half and half in there, but it's so amazing. There's shallots and garlic and has so much flavor and there's some like thyme and herbs. You have to make it.
I will make it.
So freaking good. And then I really love the carnitas. There's like a carnitas taco bar. Anytime I have friends over, I make it and it's just really easy. I feel like nobody thinks to make carnitas at home. Maybe people do, but
I don't.
It's so easy to make. There's also slow cooker instructions if you want to do that. But whenever I have friends over, I make it. You simmer it on the stove for 2 hours on low. So like while it's simmering, you can table, get yourself ready. And then by the time everyone shows up, it's like ready to go on the stove and you're good to go. So those are my top three. But there's also really good desserts in there too. There's like a really good chocolate cake.
Do you have a favorite dessert?
Every single time I think about the dessert chapter, I think about there's a Texas sheet cake with chocolate olive oil frosting. And it's like just the most decadent, delicious chocolate cake. My dad requests it every year for his birthday. And it's really easy to make.
Great. I will make all of those things. Okay. Did you ever move your grill in your backyard?
I have a permanent kitchen now in the backyard, but yes.
I just thought about that as you were talking about cooking for your friends. I was like, I showed up to Carissa's and her grill was in the farthest fucking corner it could possibly be in your yard from your house.
You should move that a little closer to the, kitchen.
Why is your grill over here? And you were like, what do you mean?
It's funny because when I was single, I did the weirdest, like craziest stuff. And it's you like someone will come over or like I remember when Corey moved in, he was like, wait, why are you doing this way? And I'm like, I don't know. I just am like, so
it just happened.
You just do the things you do.
When I was there, we were just using the tea kettle in that back. What is that room now? Your electric tea kettle because you didn't have a kitchen.
Oh, yeah. What? It was my bedroom.
No.
Oh, the garage everywhere. Conversion room.
Yeah.
There was shit
everywhere. Well, there was just like stuff
have
everywhere.
Have you been over since the house is like done and normal?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I swear I live in a normal house.
I don't know.
I don't know. It was a mess when you like, it's
but
so
just
funny.
But I remember we were in the back room like using that electric Smeg tea kettle to
we camped.
Make something. We literally camped in your house.
And I like, we had never, had we met in person? No,
yes.
We met in person.
Yes.
We, like, yes, we
I
had.
I wasn't
okay,
just
okay.
going to come. But
no,
I don't
you're
know.
Right. We had. Yeah. But we like,
wait, also, I met you, I was with you the day after you went out with Corey.
Oh my God, wait.
We went on a walk on the West Side Highway. We got bagels with my toddler. It was when I lived here. You were like, I really just want a fucking bagel. I was like, great, meet me at Blackstone. Got you a bagel. We went for a walk
oh
and you were like,
God.
I was like, so what'd you do last night? You were like, actually, I kind of went on like this date. I met up with this guy. You told me the whole story about the alfalfa situation.
Yes.
And you're like, I really like him. I think he's going to come
wait,
out to
did
LA.
I say that? Because I always wonder, I forget how I felt after our first date.
You were like, yeah, it was so easy. It was nice. He was great. I think I'm going to see him again when he comes out to LA. Like, oh my God, who knew? I went to college with him. We were friendly.
Cool.
It was very like, you weren't, you were happy.
I know, I like forget.
You were excited by
it. Things happened so fast. I'm like.
And then I feel like I've watched it all flourish.
Yeah.
From afar.
Here we are.
Well, I love you so much. I can't wait to watch you thrive. I'll be in LA soon and we'll celebrate, obviously, with a Hatchet Hall meal.
Yes. Amazing.
The best. Best ever. And congrats. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Freckled Foodie and Friends. I have so much fun recording the show. It is my favorite part of my job and truly is what lights me up. Your feedback and response to every episode is what keeps me going. And if this episode resonated with you, please feel free to DM me over on Instagram or share on your stories. If you are looking for a way to support the show, please rate and or review on whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. It means the world to me and it really helps the show grow. Please also make sure to hit subscribe so that you are up to date with new episodes coming at you every Wednesday morning. And of course, please be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cameron Oaks Rogers. I love you and I appreciate your support so much.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.